You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Every time my reunion comes around, it coincides with a severe downturn in my life. 5 years ago, Lilith divorced me. 5 years before that, I was left at the altar. 5 years before that, I fell face first into the poison ivy. And here we are, right on schedule, I'm freshly fired.
I still don't know why you even went that poison ivy year.
No, the point is, in 10 minutes, I have an extremely important job interview. A job for which I am eminently qualified, but that now I have no chance of getting.
How can you know that?
Because destiny won't allow it. Destiny's plan is for me to walk into that reunion this evening the way I always do, the class loser. Pitied and shunned by everyone until I wind up sitting with the most pathetic people there.
Hey, welcome back here live with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. You're tuned into Perspectives, and you know, on last week's show, we were talking about how happy you should be. I talked about the fact that a lot of times people are always telling you should be happier. You should be happy. You should be smiling. Your life is perfect. You have everything. I mean, why aren't you happy with what you have? You should see it. You should relish in your life. And a lot of times you ask yourself, why do they care how happy I am? And how do they know I should be so happy? And what gets them to make sure that I'm so happy? Why don't they think about themselves sometimes? You know, I'm not here to tell you how happy you should be. I'm just thinking about how unhappy you should be. You know, I know that a lot of times we need to be thankful for certain things, but I think sometimes people don't understand the situations and circumstances that people deal with on a daily basis. You know, everybody on this planet, everybody has gone through something and endured it. You know, I'm not going to begin to rate maybe what you've been through versus maybe someone else. And I don't want to, honestly. You know, think about it. You and me have experienced setbacks, losses, some failures here and there. What about breakups? And with all those, right, we've experienced pain, unhappiness, stress, anger, maybe a little resentment. You know, I came up with the concept of the unhappiness quotient. And the unhappiness quotient is the opposite of how happy you should be. It's really how unhappy you should be. It's really based on a score system of 1 to 100. You know, and if you think about it, 1 would make you the absolute happiest person because there's a scoring system. There's a factor here. You add points based upon all the different things that have happened in your life. So 1 to 100, 1, you should have the absolute happiest life in the world. You should be the happiest person on the planet. And 100 denotes that, you know, hey, it's done. It's time to move on. You're allowed to do whatever you want to do. You're allowed to say anything you want to do because I'm surprised you haven't gone out to go buy that coffin yet. You know, you're barely holding on. And others need to realize that as well. So I think we can determine, we talked about this last week, about determining scores, about tallying up setbacks, about tallying up the losses, the failures, and the breakups. You know, and for this particular scoring process to work, to honestly work, right? Other situations outside this scope really need to be set aside. Because I can't just say, you know, oh, you can add this or you can do this. But we need to kind of keep with the scoring system because otherwise we really don't know what score anyone is. And, you know, this is very scientific. Okay, so let's talk about the point allotment. First off, you have setbacks. We've all had setbacks. I would consider a setback a stop or a check in progress, whether it's real and it could be perceived. Right? So it's a setback. For each life setback, last week I told you, give it 1 point. Add 1 point for each setback you have. For everything you can possibly remember, or for anything that's still haunting you or still you're dealing with, add a point. Let's talk about losses. Losses, I believe, is a loss of a loved one. And this means that they've died, they've passed on, right? They didn't just leave you. They didn't just walk out of your life. They're gone. They passed away. For each one of those losses that you can remember and that has also impacted your life, 2 points. What about failure? The point allotment for failure, that's an interesting thing, because failure, I think, in this context, is one that deals directly with work and career and possibly will add in education. If you failed in starting your own business, you know, or you failed to get that promotion, or you failed in school, or you had to quit school, or you never got to really go to school, you can add 3 points for each situation that comes up in your life. And lastly, but not least, breakups. What is a point allotment for a breakup? Okay, let's see. I'm glad you asked that. A point allotment is defined in this situation, and a breakup is defined in context as an actual breakup with a lover and or a work partnership. You heard me right. A lover or a work partnership, because a work partnership can be just as intimate as a love relationship, because you've put time, you've invested money, you've put something together, you've created something together. So I consider those the same. For each breakup, add 4 points. Okay, there you go. So I know that over the week and beginning last week, you know, Bill, Dano, and I went home and did our homework. We decided to do our homework to try to evaluate our specific point request, because each one of us have their own score. You know, none of our lives are the same. We all have our own perspective, and we've all dealt with our own different path. You know, that's what makes you really authentic, right? Is that when you deal with setbacks, you deal with failures, you deal with losses, you deal with breakups, it makes you a different type person. It colors your thoughts, as well as it has the ability, if you let it, to color your future. So I know that all three of us have different scores, and I have made sure that none of us have told each other our score yet, because I'd like to be surprised, and I know they would too. Billy, how you doing tonight?
Doing okay.
Doing good?
I'm doing good. I've done my homework is ready.
Yes. See?
And completing homework is pretty much half the battle, at least with me anyway.
That's awesome. Now, I know you believe in this, and that's what's so cool, is that we all come from different things, different facets. We've had different things that get into our life and just, you know, they either help us out or they jack it up. And I know it's going to be interesting to hear what our scores are, you know? Dano, what's up? You're in the house tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You got your homework done, too?
Well, can I say the dog ate my homework?
I was just about to say, yeah, the dog ate his homework, or he lost it, or, you know, whatever excuse we used to use.
Yeah, your sweet dog, the one you just showed the picture of, it ate your homework?
Yeah, my dog ate my homework.
Can I call your house?
Funny, like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Can I call your house and ask and make sure? Get advised if that's really the truth.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we'll make that call on break. Oh, so by the way,
you have a note from home, huh? Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay.
But the dog didn't eat the note though. Just the homework.
Right.
Man, finicky dog. I don't know what you wrote the other one on. Maybe it was bacon that you wrote your score on. We'll go back to that. But we will be calling Dano's house here on the break to evaluate that and to make sure that indeed that sweet dog of yours,
Jasmine,
ate it. So, as y'all know, we have come up with our point allotment, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what all three of us have chosen and why, because I think that's interesting. You know, I think that life is made up of very interesting scenarios, and based upon that, it colors our future, it colors our authenticity, and our unique perspective on life. So stay tuned, because guess what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in what? We'll be back in, yeah, 2 shakes.
I swear to God, I feel like I have a curse on my head.
Frasier, you're a man of science. You know curses don't exist. There's a perfectly rational explanation for all of this. You tripped and fell into the poison ivy. Your radio station changed formats. Your wife didn't love you.
If this is a pep talk, would you kindly segue to the peppy part?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Do you feel that most talk show hosts just want to hear themselves talk? You know, there is more to life than just what's being dished out.
Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
When you turn on the radio, do you wish for entertainment and thought-provoking content? Well, then there is a place for you. A place where your perspective matters. A place where you can be you and ultimately others benefit from your opinion. That place is right here on KLIF every Sunday night. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess airs every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on KLIF. And it's also available online at KLIF.com, on iHeartRadio, or you can find archive shows anytime you want at liveyourtruelife.org. Where you listen doesn't matter, but getting your wish granted for entertainment and thought-provoking content does. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Can you hear me now?